This is from Azar. How can I be part of an Asian circle of friends? I always see you guys at school in a big group. You seem to be having so much fun.
Is it a white guy?
Azar.
Possibly. Maybe. Assume he's white.
You guys always have a lot of energy. I'm not Asian, but I occasionally see non-Asians in groups, so I have hope. It generally seems like it's an exclusive club. I sometimes hang out with whites, but it's only a couple of them, and they always want to watch movies, TV, and etc., and are generally pretty boring. What is the secret to making friends with Asians? Thanks. Bobby Lee?
If you ever watch Mitch Mullaney, he is a comic. He has a joke about that, that one white guy that's you know, that hangs out with Asians.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's, like, more Asian than them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hungry, guy. You know what I mean?
He likes anime.
Don't be that guy. You know, it's like, you know, we live in America. I don't hang out with Asians. Mm-hmm. My friends are...
You think he's fetishizing?
I think he is. Right?
If you want to hang out with a large group of Asians and you want to fit into that, that's a fetish. You know, for me, it's like, the only Asians I hang out with is you guys, David Cho, my brother. That's pretty much
it. And growing up, not really.
Didn't really have. I had a lot of white friends, mm-hmm. Mexican friends, and a lot of my friends in stand-up are all white and black and Mexican. I don't really hang out with other. Yeah. I mean, I'll see Ali Wong. We're friends. You know what I mean? She's cool. But I don't look at her and go, wow, there's an Asian girl.
Yeah.
Steve Burns, half Asian. I don't really see him as that.
I don't have a proper answer for this question.
Because you grew up with Asians.
Well, no, and also when I came from the Philippines for the first time, the Filipinos all rejected me. I was too fobby. I wasn't I was too Filipino. My accent was too thick. And I probably didn't dress cool. I didn't shave my legs. There were a lot of, like, social things that I didn't catch up to. No, because I didn't know that. I didn't. I only ever shaved for swim meets because we had to. But I didn't know that boys liked shaved legs here. I didn't know a lot of things. And I probably, you know, dressed a little backwards because my parents, you know, we had already lost a lot of our money. And, you know, I dressed like... kid from the Philippines.
When I first talked to Kalila on the phone, she goes, sorry about my accent. She
yeah. said that. Right away?
It made me go, aww.
Yeah, I was very insecure for a while because I couldn't, I had hard consonants and I was always called out for it. So when I was in a swim team, we would have to scream out our times to our coach. So let's say, like, I do like a 50 butterfly, right? And I'd have to say, like,
Kalila, what's your time?
Yeah, 26.2, right? And I was so insecure.
How'd it come out?
26.2. And so I would go home and practice this at 20, 20, 20, 20, Oregon, or mountain, because I would say mountain.
Oh, my God.
No, Frigidaire. I would say refrigerator. Like, I would practice my hard keys because... you know, it matters when you're 14 and 15 and people are like, where the fuck are you from? Well, you don't look Filipino. And the Filipinos would say, well, you're too Filipino. So you know who I hung out with?
Jessica.
No, Jessica. She was my only Korean friend, but she didn't even go to the same school. I only hung out with Mexicans.
LA.
Mexicans took me in, didn't give a fuck. I went to more quinceañeras than
It's so any- funny that you say that. Because in comedy, there was a time where you had to be either Mexican, black, or white in the 90s, and the Mexicans took me in.
Oh,
I did Latino Laugh Festival.
Factions.
Yeah,
okay.
I did. It's like in prison when you're like Asian and you're like, I gotta join a clan. You go with the Mexicans.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me.
Mexicans.
Yeah, Mencia, Willie Barcena, Jeff Garcia, Gabriel, Felipe Esparza, all those guys I started with because they were the only ones that took me in. Because the white ones, I wasn't nerdy enough or cool enough. Like, Dane was the thing then, you know, and the black ones, no. So the Mexicans harbored me.
Dude, but also Mexicans just have a really, really deep sense of family. And a lot of the Mexican kids that I hung out with, you know, their families were immigrants, right? Or they were illegal here. So we kind of just bonded in that same sense where it's like, oh, I was new to the country. Their parents were illegal immigrants, and I just partied with them all the time. And for a while there, I swear to you.
La escuela.
Probably your Spanish is
better. Mexicans are my people, man.
I love them. I love Mexicans so much, too. I really do.
They're inclusive.
Yeah.
They're
really
full of. They're full of party in their heart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love Mexicans.
I love Mexicans.
I don't. You know what I'm not a fan of? And I'm going to get a lot of shit for this.
Be careful.
Chinese.
No, I'm not a fan of...
Oops.
Super...
Well, Bobby doesn't like it.
Well, we know that. A lot of Filipinos that live in California.
Whoa.
I would never...
Hey,
I will never... catch me dating a Filipino guy either.
That's, wow.
There's something about this sense of righteousness that the Filipinos who were born here have that is a complete turnoff.
California ones.
Yeah, it's like they kind of all bond together because they have this Filipino clique, but they know nothing about the Philippines as a country. They know nothing about the history. They know nothing about the language, but they're very kind of like cliquish. And they're like, oh, but this is all of this.
I must say that in his own country, in Mexico, this is, well, he is the king of the country down there.
Hello. Song. That's why I've been using it so much. So today is Friday, April 26th. This is the 40th episode of the Apochley Podcast. And I'm up to my shitty job. I was so out of it yesterday. I was so tired. Hungover. I probably should have drank the night before. I always overdo my drinking. And I don't even know why I do it. Like, I hate how I feel. And but while I'm doing it, it's fun, you know, but, I don't know, it was a fun night, though, so, I don't regret it, but, I did throw up, you know, for a good majority of the night. It was, not fun, but, you know, it was just me making stupid decisions, and, fucking YouTube didn't even upload the stream that I did for, the Poachley, I think it was episode 38, so there's gonna be, like, a blank spot, there's a fucking white guy over here chilling with a lawnmower, but he had a homeless sign. I didn't read what the sign. He looked homeless and he had a lawnmower, so I'm assuming, I don't know, he wants to sell it for drugs. Shit, someone just got their lawnmower stolen. I bet it was like the ghetto-y part of the town. It's very sad. What am I going to talk about today? Oh, yeah, so yesterday, it was like, I got in late, so whatever, but, it was funny because, what was it? I don't know, it was kind of funny, like, in hindsight, that, he's okay. But basically, my fucking co-worker had to go to the hospital because he cut himself deep AF. How are these guys fucking getting hurt in an office job? I mean, it's really, you know, and that's coming from me, someone who is doing all the fucking work that no one wants to do, like fucking carry a fucking 150-pound projector screen that's fucking like 13 feet long or some shit like that, like on your shoulder up three flight of stairs. Like, fucking people are fucking lazy, and I fucking taking cabinets, like big ass cabinets, but and everything by myself, you know, and I've never gotten hurt like that, like any sort of significant injury, you know. And I'm cutting it close to being irresponsible with my body while I'm working in an office job, when I'm doing shit for people that I really shouldn't be doing. For example, doing a lot of facilities chores when, like, as an act of chivalry, because they always, they know I'll just do it. You know, I'm not really keen on saying no when someone asks me for help. And they know that, and they kind of take advantage of that. And I'm not saying them specifically, I'm just saying in general. But like facilities, you know, for example, you know, they have three people on that team, which is pretty decent sized team for one building, you know. Well, they had to manage every single building, but between the three of them, that's pretty high headcount. They might be actually short-staffed. But, I mean, because the other company I worked at had more, but they paid less, and they subsidized. They got subsidized a lot by the contracts that they got. So yeah, they had more people to do a facility thing. Like, here it's three people, and then they subcontract to a fucking Salvadorian company who does all the janitorial work for them, you know. And they're the only other Mexican people I work with in that corporate building, is just the janitors, you know. It's kind of it's a weird feeling. I don't know, I can't really explain it, but I don't know, I always try to talk to them, treat them with respect, and, you know, some people are fucking disgusting, you know, like, they shouldn't be working around fucking other people. Like, they'll intentionally make messes, you know, they'll pee on the floor, they'll pee on the wall. Like, I've seen so much shit in call centers, fucking smeared shit on the bathroom wall. It's a really disgusting. There's a lot of people, you know, call centers employ a lot of people. A lot of times it's low-income families, you know, they don't have they don't always have the best cultural tendencies or habits. One of the other call centers I worked at was a really low-end, you know, everything was old. You know, they wouldn't replace anything until it absolutely broke. So they had, like, Hewlett Packard 1990s keyboards, you know, and they had fucking mice that still had fucking the ball, you know. Like, they're that fucking cheap. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, like, you can't take care of nice things. Like, you'd replace something and then, you know, just get broken by fucking heroin users or fucking crackheads, you know. Like, people don't respect things that aren't theirs, you know. I'm sure if you went to their house and their things, they wouldn't be happy. But the fucking people go to your house and do the same shit, or they, you know, they go to work and they just, like, fucking fuck with shit, you know. Like, what the fuck, you know, what's can't keep your hands to yourself or whatever, you know. Like, what the fuck. Like, I don't know. Like, it's one thing, you know, there's a thin line between being an asshole and being a fucking asshole. But, yeah, they would, like, tear the cubicle walls. You know, there's graffiti all over shit. It's disgusting. But, yeah, I mean, you don't get injured. You don't get fucking injured at a fucking office job. And okay, so we have like a team of like 7-8 or whatever. There's like 3 or 4 other people, you know, who put in work. You know, I have a rank system like on my team, because some do a little bit more than others. So there's like a rank of, because basically it's a team job, and the less work you do in a team job, the more you're fucking over your team. You know, so I do have a rank system. You know, I'm not gonna like someone because they're playing nice. You know, I'm not gonna go kiss ass to someone, you know, who isn't genuine, you know, but they're playing nice, if they're still making my life a fucking mess. You know, like fucking one of the things. Thing one or thing two, whichever one you want to talk about. So yesterday, he, you know how he called out, or so the day we went to lunch, he called the day we went to lunch. He said he was feeling sick, but still came to work. Was acting normal, talking normal. Didn't have nothing wrong with him. Was still looking at his Google Maps all fucking day. Left her home early because he was sick, right? He wanted to use up that sick time before he retires. And then the next day, he calls out sick. And, it's funny because one of my last conversations with my boss, he brought up like the fact that like I was using paid time off as sick time off, you know, and his reasoning was that paid time off should be planned time off, basically. Like I'm supposed to plan it out in advance and schedule the day and make sure it's okay with him and everything. That bullshit. All that bullshit that... that contradicts what he told me my work life was going to be like before I was hired. I regret fucking getting this job, like, during the transition from my DECA, because I basically fucked myself over to satisfy these guys, and these guys didn't care. You know, they, I remember, like, I was so fucked. They fucked me so hard. Because he said everything was going to be okay, so I gave him my 2 weeks notice. And, you know, I thought basically, because at that point, I was legally able to work. And what he said he was going to do is they were going to turn the blind eye and continue letting me work while it's the transition. But then, of course, that day happened. They fired me the day my DECA expired. And they rehired me later. You know, but I think that opened the door for them to know how, like, and they fucked during that time. I had to use all my fucking credit cards just to keep up with all my expenses and whatnot. And, you know, I had a steady job. I had a great team around me. I had a fun job. You know, I had no issues with my job. I wasn't even thinking of moving on. The only reason that happened was they called me. They had a great offer, and I was starting to get burned out at the other job, so maybe I would have started looking anyways, but it was just like perfect timing, except that my DECA was expiring. And looking back in hindsight, what I should have done is I should have waited until everything cleared, which would have been 2 months. You know, and maybe I wouldn't have gotten, you know, but maybe it would have been for the better, because, I don't know, who knows, you know, it's a butterfly effect. If I wouldn't have gotten this job, I would have stayed at my other job, you know, who knows, 2 weeks later, I would have been promoted to, a work-from-home position, like I was intending to. I would be making the same exact amount of money I'm making right now, but I'd be working from home. I'd be doing something that's probably better suited for my skills, less interaction with people, more collaboration with a team. I don't know. It's really shitty, my situation right now, because I'm regretting like the whole path that I went on, because it really fucked my life over, and I really had to rebound when I got fired. And you know, things worked out. I don't know if things are going to work out this time around, because this time around I have no credit cards if I get fired. I don't know how I'm going to substantiate my all my debt and all my expenses, my mortgage and shit. So I'm going to see if I can apply for a consolidation loan at my bank. Before all this shit goes down, I still have a couple months, and see if I can fix my credit a bit, so at least I have something to go off of. My compadre was also telling me about a bankruptcy, and it, you know, I don't know, doesn't sound too bad. I mean, it seems like in certain situations, it will be a big relief. it would just fuck up your credit and have to rebuild it. But I don't know. I'll look more into it. But I don't know. Look, what the fuck is this fuck doing? He's on his phone. He's on his phone right now. He's on his phone. He's stopping in the middle of fucking... Oh, now he's turning. You fucking idiot. You fucking retard. Fucking 10 miles an hour stops in the middle of that fucking road. It's fucking 30. It's fucking 30 here. You idiot. Oh, God. He's on his phone. What the fuck are you doing on your phone? Playing Pokemon Go? Shit's like 2015. Some shit like that. Oh, God, I hate my life. fucking Friday, I love it. All the girls dress up like it's Friday, too. It's one of my favorite parts about Friday. So let me end my story. He got cut. You know, he had to get 6 stitches or 7 stitches. Because he used an X-Acto knife to open up a box, like plastic. And they took him to a hospital. My boss was gone like half the day. So was him. And then he just let him go home, paid. You know, the rest of the day was paid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why not give that shit to me? You know, I like to get paid. Like, it's not my fault. I'm competent and I know how to open boxes. Why does he get to go home and get paid for it just because he had an owie? And I kind of feel sorry because I was so groggy, like when I got in yesterday. I was so shitty. I felt so shitty. And I got up to get a drink, and for some reason he was like huddled in the corner like a squeamish rat, like a dying rat, like something that the cat dragged in. And then I didn't even think anything of it. I didn't even ask him. I just ignored him. I just walked and went to the break room and got some water. And then when I got out, my boss was outside the break room door. We have a little cabinet that has like every single thing you can think of for like medical, you know, like bandages and shit. You know, but so he was grabbing stuff. I was like, "Someone get hurt?" He's like, "Yeah, Jeff got cut." And I was like, "All right, well, fuck." You know, I don't even remember, but I went back and, you know, that kind of lightened my mood for some reason. Like, I wasn't happy that this happened, but I don't know, like, all I could do in that situation, it was so awkward, it was so weird to me that I was like, what am I gonna do? So I just started roasting him, you know, I just started talking shit, and it made me feel less hungover. And it was a shitty rest of the day, I'm not gonna lie. I was so busy and one of those days where I did shit all day, nothing got done, like, and I have so much shit to do today. Fucking people calling off. Thing one is probably called off today. Who knows? I don't know. See how these guys get away with it? The funny thing is, okay, so this is the funny thing. So he started saying that he was sick when me and the other guy put in our mini vacations. You know, it's so funny how people do that. Fucking capricious people. I fucking hate it. Like, I want to slap some people around. Because it's like, I don't know. I kind of did the same thing, though. But, so I don't know. I guess I'm being kind of hypocritical because my coworker put in time off. So I was like, fuck him. I'm going to put in my time. So I put time off. But then this guy took it even worse, you know, because he was like, okay, fuck them both. You know, fuck their time off that they're requesting 2 days in advance. I'm just going to take time off this afternoon. And I think that's exactly what he did. Because that afternoon, a little later, he started crying that he was sick. And then he went home. And then he was off yesterday. Today is Friday. I'm so sure that he's out today. He's under the weather. I'm almost 90% certain. I'm already at work, by the way. I don't want to go inside. It's a beautiful day, by the way. It's so beautiful. Fucking hate having to work in this weather. One of these days, I'm going to bring my laptop up. I'm going to come hang out outside and just chill. Yeah, so he put in time off after we put time off in. And, you know, so now he gets a 4-day weekend, 5-day weekend, you know, basically. And it's like when you're already doing the least amount of work, like he does a lot of easy work, a lot of, but he doesn't like, it's so like, he comes in at times where he can do everyone's work. Like all that busy work that he supposedly does for himself, like all the, you know, the things that justify giving him so much money. Because he probably makes more than anyone else on the team, you know. He's been working here the longest. And he was, demoted from a networking position, even though he doesn't know, like, he's not a networking expert, you know, like. And he's, like, he only knows, like, the old school systems. Like, he only knows IPv4, you know, and very limited knowledge of it either way. But anyways, oh, man, I need to stop talking shit. It's too toxic for a Friday. Let me wrap this up. My coworker cut himself, went home. He got stitches. I was roasting him about something. Well, I had a joke. Well, no. I said a bunch of shit, like, at the time. I was like, do you want me to cut the butt? Like, this guy's bleeding out to death. I was like, do you want me to cut it open? Like, he was like, oh, geez, guys. Just make sure you don't use a X-Acto knife to open up a box cutter. I learned my lesson. I'll use the scissors from now on. Well, no duh. Like, come on. That's kind of obvious. Like, it's fucking thick. You know, it's like fucking 2 inches, fucking 2 centimeters, like, really thick plastic. You know, scissors have a hard time cutting the plastic. So this guy thought he was going to do it with an X-Acto knife. Cut himself really deep. You know, had to get 6 stitches. And, I mean, I'm sure it didn't hurt. But, like, he's a little squeamish with blood. And, that's how you get hurt in a fucking office job. Like, that's, oh man, like, ugh. Kill myself. Have a nice day.